Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North, just before US 17, there's a crash on the right. We see backup on the traffic cams. 295 North at I-10, another accident. And if you're at 95 North Airport Road, a broken down car is reported. Lots of sunshine and blue skies today, a high of 81. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 65.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who have been tuning in for the last 7 years or you just stumbled upon the show yesterday, I am so grateful. But if this is the first time that you have stumbled upon the show, I've been waiting for you. Please know that today, for the first time, you can watch this show as you're listening to us on the radio. You can also watch us on Facebook Live. We are streaming at Lillian's Radio Show. You'll be able to get the on and off the air conversations, and I am really, really excited. And so I just want you to know that it is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I'm getting emotional already because of this topic that we're going to talk about today. It's a very emotional, very personal topic. And I want you all to know that even if things don't look the way you think they should look, that it works for the good, the greater good. And so today, because I'm going through this right now, my siblings are going through this right now, my father is going through this right now, my children, all of you who have experienced that moment where your parent doesn't recognize you anymore. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today is, for me, an opportunity to share a little bit of what's happening in our life as a family. That moment where the person you love that brought you into this life will say to you, I don't know who you are. What do you do? What do you do at that moment when you no longer are recognized by the one who gave birth to you, or the one that was your favorite aunt or your favorite uncle, or that person that was so instrumental in your life? What do you do? Now, on the show, we talk about how to prevent and reverse. But for those of you who are experiencing, whether as a caregiver or yourself, that you're forgetting your cognitive decline is occurring at this point, then this show is dedicated to you. And I am so blessed because when the student is ready, the teachers appear. And someone who's been part of the Heal Tribe, someone that has been a fan of the show for many years, is now a friend. Someone that I call a friend. And she has been very supportive. And she also works for the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation as a coordinator to help relieve people that are dealing with loved ones with dementia or Alzheimer's or cognitive decline. And also she said, I know someone who is excellent at this. And her name is, did I say Robin LaFrancis first? Robin LaFrancis first. And she's my co-partner in crime here. And then she said, I'm going to find the best person for you. And her name is Rebecca Osgood. And she is going to help us. They're both work for the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation, but you can find a place that speaks this kind of language as well all over the nation, probably all over the world. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Robin LaFrance and Rebecca Osgood of the Alzheimer's Foundation in Brevard, Brevard's Alzheimer's Foundation, are here to do just that. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Oh, hi.
Thank you so much for inviting us to come on. Thank you.
Absolutely. And it is a pleasure. And you know, this is personal. This is so personal. And I do a lot of shows about health and wellness and how to prevent and reverse. But we can't control everybody. We can't control somebody else's life. And we find ourselves in that situation. So I'm going to start with Robin. And Robin, I want you to share a little bit about what you do for the foundation before we go on the break.
Okay. Well, hi. Thank you so much. And I have been involved in Project Relief for 4 years. I'm the volunteer coordinator. So I get referrals from caregivers that need a break. And then I also try to train new volunteers. We have a team that has been in existence for over 20 years. Some of my volunteers have been doing this for over 18 years. And they absolutely love it. They go in the home, give the caregiver a break. State grant, there's no charge to the caregivers. And so that's what I do. But I've learned so much about, you know, the disease of Alzheimer's. And so, like, people like Rebecca, they work here at the Brevard Alzheimer's. And, well, I'll let Rebecca talk about what she does.
And Rebecca, really quickly, share a little bit. Thank you, Robin. And so share a little bit about your background, Rebecca.
So I have my master's in gerontology from the University of South Florida, Go Bulls. And so what that is, it's a study of the social aspects of aging, not necessarily the medical side, but basically anything else as it pertains to older adults. And so I specialize in working with caregivers and individuals with cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, dementia.
Very good. And we're going to continue this conversation on and off the air. You can join us on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. About becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we have gone rogue. From now on, you can hear us at 8 o'clock in the morning worldwide on Facebook Live, as well as on the local radio stations. I'm so grateful to the local radio stations in First Coast and in the Space Coast that are broadcasting this show at different times. But in Jacksonville, while you're getting ready, while you're driving in traffic, now you can get the whole on and off the air conversations. I am so excited about this. And so with that in mind, today, of all days, we're talking about a topic that has become very, very personal. And as I was preparing for the show, I'm like, I am going to stay out of my heart, hopefully stay in my head, so that I can inform people about what we need to do. So we'll start with Rebecca Osgood. Your experience has been such a great addition to the Rebard Alzheimer's Foundation. And so with that in mind, help us understand the mindset of someone who is developing dementia and realizing that they're forgetting little chunks, but when they're in that forgetfulness, they don't remember, they forget. Mm-hmm. So share with us that mindset.
So with this disease, I always like to kind of bring up the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia. So dementia is just an umbrella term of behaviors or signs or symptoms that someone is exhibiting. It's not an actual pathology in the brain tissue. Alzheimer's disease is the actual pathology that is causing these dementia symptoms. So the dementia symptoms can be memory impairment, behavioral changes, executive functioning, inability to make appropriate decisions. You may have fear, anxiety, emotional lability, extreme crying or fear. You may have some hallucinations. There, we know with Alzheimer's, and we'll talk about Alzheimer's, it's the most prevalently diagnosed form of dementia, dementia diseases. We know that it is a neurodegenerative progressive disorder. So there are stages in which individuals progress. We call it in the very early stages when somebody is just diagnosed, or they're not diagnosed, but families have these concerns. They're concerned about their memory slipping. You can have a lot of emotions attached to it. You can have fear of somebody might say, oh my gosh, you know, a lot of times people don't want to talk about Alzheimer's because we don't have a cure. And a lot of people want to just kind of hide it, and they don't talk about it until a crisis happens.
Yes.
You can have fear. You can have anxiety. You can have a lot of anger. A lot of individuals who may have some cognitive impairment who don't really recognize what's going on, but they know something's off, things aren't really making sense to them, but they're trying to still fit into the world around them. They may react to their loved ones through anger. And a lot of times their spouse or their children, their primary caregiver or care partner is the one that will receive the brunt of the anger. And that's very, very difficult for the caregiver, especially if they don't know what's going on. They aren't seeking, you know, they haven't sought out seeing a geriatrician or a neurologist to look further into what's going on. And when you have somebody with memory impairment, it's very important to go talk to your physician about it, because a lot of people will jump straight to, oh, I can't remember where I put my keys, I've got Alzheimer's.
Yes.
There are things called pseudo dementias, such as vitamin B12 deficiency. Urinary tract infections are very, very detrimental to older adults. They can mimic dementia. You can become delirious and your personality can change. So, you know, it's really important to go see, perhaps you're having a medication interaction. A lot of older adults have what we call comorbid conditions. And if they see a lot of different specialists, these different specialists may not necessarily be talking to each other. So they may have several different medications that may have adverse reactions together.
So with that in mind, some of the statistics that I've heard from the progressive, alternative, integrated, holistic doctors that I've had on the show, they say that dementia is something that, yes, you can do some testing on it, but or that perhaps maybe medications could be causing it, and we think that there's going to be an automatic decline. But if we become our own MD, if we start like peeling away at the onion, figuring out, is it medication? Was there a bump in the head? Was there something that is causing it that we could, that the statistic that I heard is that 70% of people that get diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's do not have it, that they have a different condition that is causing it that could have been preventable. And once that decline increases, I don't know if there's anything we can do. I haven't found anyone that says that we can or cannot. So I am working with my mom, trying to do certain things, but there's a certain, this is how the system goes. These are the medications I need to take. You know, Namenda, we took my mom off of Namenda because it wasn't doing her any good and it was making her even more forgetful. So there's so many different things. Now, do you help with that and how to sort some of the things that we are doing that maybe our parents don't know, that maybe we could help them, like maybe coconut oil, something, MCT oil, something that we can help them with? Go ahead, Rebecca, if you can answer that.
Well, I'm not a medical professional, so I can't give medical advice.
Sure.
What I do when I see families, when they come in saying, my mom just isn't herself, she's arguing over things, or she seems to be forgetting things, she just doesn't seem right, there seems something off. Mm-hmm. I always encourage them to go to a memory disorders clinic, or to go see a neurologist, or to a geriatrician. Primary care physicians are phenomenal, but sometimes, you know, I really am an advocate for going to see a specialist. If you break an arm, you want to go see an orthopedic, you know, so you want to go see somebody who really knows what they're doing with the brain and those behaviors that come with those changes with the brain.
Okay.
And I know, you know, I've heard a lot of things. Medications have helped stabilize some individuals. I've heard a lot of adverse reactions to the dementia medications.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, if you've met one person with this disease, you've met one person. You can have 50 people with the same diagnosis, and everybody is going to be different because our bodies and our brains have all been exposed to different things.
Thank you.
So it really is, unfortunately, on a case-by-case basis.
Thank you.
You have to see what works for your loved one.
Absolutely. And the way that the medical professionals treat dementia, Alzheimer's, or whatever the cognitive decline is one size fits all, and it does not. And not everybody's taking the same medications. Not everybody's doing the same thing. So I always propose being your own MD, being your own medical detective, and start working with a doctor, a practitioner that will help you kind of see if there's anything you're doing, especially with the UTIs, the urinary tract infections. That's huge. Huge, huge.
Yes.
Okay. So my father had a stroke, and this was a mild stroke. He had had a bigger one probably 4 years ago, and he had a mild one this time. And so they moved in with us because we saw that my mom, I don't know if that incident made my mom get worse, but what happened was that we decided that she could not be by herself anymore. So we brought my dad, who needed some help, and my mom, and they were staying with me. We had so much wonderful times. I put on some music every 3 minutes. We repeat ourselves, and that was fine. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is, but God has given me a heart for people that have this condition. And every time my mom would ask the same question, I would respond as if it was the first time she asked it. And I don't know, maybe from all the shows I've done, maybe it's been ingrained in me, but every time I would hear it, the same thing, I would respond and I would translate it in my head. This is the first time she's asked the question. This is the first time she's asked the question. But so we had this wonderful day and I'm doing my mom's nails. We're having a great time. And all of a sudden, my mom turns to my dad and she says, "Who is she? I think I know her, but who is she?" So I had to do everything I possibly could to stay calm. And I played along with her. I went into her world. And I tried to explain who I was, but she didn't understand. And here I am doing my nails. I'm lowering my, because tears are flowing, and I just don't want her to see me crying. And I said to her, "Is it okay if I call you Mrs. Medina? Is it okay if I call you Lilium?" And she said, "No, you can call me Mommy, because you've been calling me Mommy. And I think I know you, but I don't know you. I'm so sorry." And she was so sad that she couldn't remember. At that moment, help me understand what someone with that, at that moment, what are they experiencing? What are they feeling, Rebecca?
So I have a graphic that I like to share with families. I'm a very visual person.
Good.
And so I don't know if you're able to see.
Yes, yes.
I've shown a picture of somebody's brain with Alzheimer's disease. Okay. And so if you look, I don't know if you're able to see, you know, this on this side is the healthy brain tissue.
Yes.
With Alzheimer's disease, as the brain is actually deteriorating with this disease, and as it is deteriorating, every one of those brain cells is responsible for a function.
Yes.
And you'll see your loved one will have good days and bad days. On the good days, all of those brain cells that are still there and functioning are probably working together very well. On the bad days, those brain cells that are missing, they're not there. So you may have... You may have a thought process or something that's trying to work itself through the brain, and there's holes. So it's like skipping a track. And so you may have, you know, you may be, you know, that day, the part of her hippocampus that's responsible for memory, those little brain cells that are trying to work may be damaged or they may not be there. And so that's where it may come up as, "I recognize that you are a kind person. You are non-threatening to me, and we've been enjoying each other's company. But that one little spot in my brain that says I am able to identify who you are as a person, that may not be there that day."
Yeah.
And individuals with dementia, with cognitive impairment, their emotions are still just as impacted and intact as ours. And so, you know, unfortunately, it's caregivers who are the ones that have to retrain their brain, and they have to retrain how they react to these difficult situations. And I'm very glad to hear that you said that you are entering her reality.
Yes.
That we cannot reorient someone. We cannot do it. All we can do is respond to an emotion or something that somebody is relaying to us. Yeah. So he's communicating with you. "Well, I know you're a nice person. I'm really sorry. I don't know who you are, but I'm enjoying your company."
Yes. Yes. And I told her, I said, Mommy, don't worry. Even if you don't remember who I am, I know who you are, and you're safe. And you're safe. And she goes, and she kept calling me Mija. She says, "I know, Mija." And that means daughter.
Mm-hmm. So she knew it. Endearment.
That's right. She knew it. Anyway, this is what happens because you want to get people well and you just can't. And so that's why it's so important that prevent and reverse whatever it is. That sugar, that piece of pie is not worth your memory. I'm telling you that right now. And so today we are talking about Alzheimer's, dementia, and how to love those people that are the most vulnerable when we return with Rebecca and Robin worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Oh my God.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
But the president says illegal immigrants should not be allowed into the country. The president held a Republican campaign rally last night in Florida. Tonight, Mr. Trump will lead a GOP rally in Columbia, Missouri. Facing a 44-count indictment, Pittsburgh synagogue shooting suspect Robert Bowers due in federal court later today. Oprah Winfrey and Vice President Pence will be dueling campaigners later today in Georgia, in that state's hotly contested gubernatorial race. On Wall Street, looks like stocks will be opening higher this morning. Dow futures up 128 points. NASDAQ futures better by 21. And S&P futures are up 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On Butler Boulevard going west at 95, look out for a crash there this morning. 95 north at St. Augustine Road, there's another accident blocking the right lane. And 95 north before Southside Boulevard, we see another accident. Lots of sunshine and blue skies today, a high of 81. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 65.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Steward Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair your car. You can always count on Steward Automotive Repair. Great people, great service, and great turnaround time. Steward Automotive Repair, located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868, online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and now Facebook Live. We are streaming the show, the conversations on and off the air. So if you're driving, just make sure you're not looking, but you can go on Facebook Live, listen to the show. You can, while you're getting ready, watch us also on your computers, laptops, wherever it is that you will want to watch us. But this is a place where we go to, which is my priority, is to learn from the person that is in front of you. Not all of us knows everything. I don't think I've met anyone who knows everything. And the person in front of you knows something you don't know. Discover it. Be curious, not critical. Be curious about what somebody else knows. And leave the criticism for, you know, if you're an art or if someone has asked you to give you the feedback for that. But for today, what we're doing is we're learning from each other. That's what we learn on the radio show, on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show that is going now. We're blending in with Facebook and we're blending in with YouTube. We're going to be doing so many things going forward. Today's topic is about dementia, Alzheimer's. How, as a caregiver, how do you keep balance? How do you not drain every emotion that you have? As you can tell, I'm still emotional about some of the things that have happened with my mom, but this is not about me. This is about all of us, because if I've experienced it, you probably have too. So I'm bringing this so that it'll help all of us and how to dive into the world of those we love so that we can bring them up, raise them up, so that they still feel as special as they did from the moment they gave birth to us, from the moment that they walked us down the aisle, or the moment they held our hand and told us the facts about the birds and the bees, all those different things. And it doesn't have to be your parents. It could be someone that loved you unconditionally. So I want to ask you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. That way you know exactly who's on the show, and what shows you want to watch, and what shows you want to tape, and which ones you can go on Facebook on. So you can find me. I just want you to make sure that you subscribe to my whenyouneedafriend.com, all my shows on demand, all the shows on YouTube, whatever it is, they all get sent to you once you subscribe. You also get some free gifts when you become a subscriber. Now, what I ask you to do is to check out, go to whenyouneedafriend.com, check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, this show would not happen. So we're going to figure out ways to add our sponsors into the breaks. And that way they feel a part of this too. But go to my sponsors page and figure out ways that you can support them like they are supporting the show. If you have any questions today for Rebecca, and we're going to be adding Robin soon to what she does for the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation to help people that need help caring for their loved ones. And we'll be adding her soon. But for now, just know that you can ask any questions on YouTube. I mean, it's on Facebook Live. And if you have any questions for our panelists, for our guests. So, Rebecca, thank you so much. During the break, I shared a story about what happened, you know, with my mom listening to music and how she can remember. But here's the thing. Do we remind them that they forget, or do we just go into their worlds? Give us some tips to manage our loved ones that are the most vulnerable.
So the first thing that I try to tell every caregiver that I meet is never argue. Never argue. Always agree. Their brain is not functioning the same way that we are. We have to enter their reality. We have to really look at the method, the way that we're communicating, and really say, well, why are we trying to get them to understand that their mom has been dead for 15 years? It's you know, obviously they wouldn't be asking this if they already knew. There are some families that will say, I'm very open and honest with them, and I will tell them if they ask me, I will tell them. I suggest to them, you need to enter their reality. If they're asking you a question, they're looking for some sort of emotional comfort.
Validation.
Validation, yes. You want to redirect if somebody is starting to go off on a tangent or be upset by something. You want to try to redirect. Don't reason. We as humans want to use logic to fix, and this disease does not pair well with logic at all. You want to distract them. You don't ever want to shame someone. You don't want to say, well, don't you remember? We just talked about this 5 minutes ago. We just talked about this 3 minutes ago. Again, they wouldn't be asking you if they knew that they had already asked. And something that I always like to say and that I've heard over and over is your loved one is not giving you a hard time. They are having a hard time. Mm-hmm. And that is so very true. You want to reassure someone. Every behavior your loved one is exhibiting is a method of communication because their brain is deteriorating. They can't tell you, hey, I've got to go to the bathroom. So they may be wandering around looking for the bathroom. They may be tugging at their clothing, or they may have seen a trash can over in the corner and said, I've got to go. This looks like a toilet. I'm going to go. Every behavior is a method of communication. And that's something that I try to get caregivers to remember. Try to be as patient as possible. Caregivers absolutely are 100% human, and they are 24/7 caregivers. They are the nurse, they are the lawyer, they're the activities director, they're the chef, they are the safety officer. Yeah. Caregivers wear so many hats that it just drains them. And so a lot of times patience is something that runs very low. But a patient is going to be a caregiver's best friend. When individuals have what we call catastrophic reactions, when they may become very overstimulated, very upset, mm-hmm. It may be because there was too much asked of them, or they were being rushed and hurried, yes. Or the caregiver was trying to relay to them, look, we've got to go to the doctors. We are so late. I need you to hurry up and go. You're not being negative, but the individual with dementia who may not be able to properly read nonverbal and verbal body language may become very upset. And then the whole day may be ruined.
I want to address the redirect. Redirect. Should we prepare ourselves with certain topics that we know they're passionate about? Maybe they're in the heat of their anxiety. And I know that we can put on music. There's different things that we can do to bring that anxiety down. But as they're trying to challenge you, how do you redirect without this, discrediting their behavior, discrediting their anger, so that we can just stop the behavior? How do you do that?
Reminiscing and talking about topics that are from their past, that long-term memories are typically intact or something that they can safely engage in. So if you have a list of topics, if you have things that you know that they really enjoyed, sports or what they, or their parents or their siblings or something that is, you know, is a pleasant topic, you definitely should have some of those things ready to talk. If you have somebody who is very concerned that there is a man out on that porch, and no matter what you say, you can't get, say, oh no, there's nobody out there. Oh, well, why don't we come over and do this? Sometimes you got to go out on the porch and yell at the man on the porch and tell him to get off your property and come back and say, okay, are they gone? You're meeting their emotional needs. Yes. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you just have to completely say, you know what? I think I'm going to have a bowl of ice cream. Would you like one? Asking yes or no questions also, a lot of times if you ask yes or no questions, the answer is going to be no. Not necessarily because they don't want that bowl of ice cream, but they may not be understanding at that moment what you're asking of them. Mm-hmm. So limiting choices, when you're communicating with somebody, limiting choices, giving individuals very simple steps so that they're able to follow along with what you want. That's where you're going to have a lot of success with working with your loved one.
Very good. Very good. So I know we have very little time in the segment. And Robin, I want you to unmute your button. If you can unmute your mic, or I can probably do that for you if you need.
Unmuted.
There you go. You're unmuted now. Okay. So Robin, do you see, because you're the coordinator for people that need relief, do you see that the caregiver comes to you and says, I can't handle this anymore? What are some of the emotions that you're seeing for the caregivers?
A lot of times caregivers don't even call until it really is bad. Mm-hmm. And so I try to find a volunteer for them. The volunteers, Number one, give them that break and they can really start to, you know, take care of their own needs and kind of calm down about things. The volunteers also have a lot of experience and they're able to pass on that information, and they do encourage them to find other resources. Brevard Alzheimer's is really great about having caregiver classes. I don't know if we talked about that, Rebecca, but they teach classes to the caregivers. And my
how to kind of keep the emotions out of ourselves, or how does that?
Well, all the caring, you know, they give them information on toileting and, you know, all through what's happening to the disease. But then they also deal with how to just take care of all the issues that
take care of ourselves, too, because we can pour all our emotions on those we love. And then it's like, who are we at that moment? And so today we're talking about dementia, Alzheimer's with Robin Osgood and Robin LaFrance and Rebecca Osgood from the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
400-370-5959 call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn together. We learn and grow. And today's teachers from... Okay, so we're talking about the Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation, but we're going to also talk about the First Coast and where we can go nationwide, worldwide, because this affects so many. One in three people will have dementia when they die or die of dementia. One in three. That should not happen. Here goes the train. Okay, so here we go. So I want, for those of you who are watching or listening on Facebook Live or listening on the radio on the First Coast or the Space Coast, there is Rebecca shared a number for the National Alzheimer's Association. That's the National Alzheimer's Association. That's 1-800-272-3900. What do we learn, Rebecca? What can we find out when we call this number, the 1-800-272-3900?
Well, they should be able to, they should hopefully be able to calm a caregiver down if they are calling in a moment of crisis or a moment of frustration. Okay. And also they should be able to direct to resources, like local resources in the area that they are calling from. So some local, so for example, just talking about Brevard, because we, you know, that's an area that we have resources in, you know, we are, our organization is an adult day healthcare program, and we provide respite or break for caregivers during the day they bring their loved ones to us. We have activities during the day. We have lunch. We have nurses and CNAs if they need any personal care needs. We can provide, we're a method of respite, a tool for respite for caregivers. And a lot of people don't know about adult day healthcare programs. There are also in-home private duty companies that can come into the home to assist with personal care needs or shopping or housekeeping needs or just giving caregivers a break. Also letting them know about caregiver support groups in the area. Caregiver support groups are so important because, like we were talking about earlier, being a caregiver, a lot of times it can be very isolating because friends and even family members start pulling away from the caregiver, the care partner, and the person with dementia because they don't know how to interact. They don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. So they start pulling away. And so going to a caregiver support group or caregiver education classes are very important because you are with others that understand what you're going through. And you know, family caregivers really are the experts. They know what you're going through. They may have been what you're going through or are going through, and they have tips and tricks that they can share with you that has worked for them.
Yes, yes. And so what are the costs for this? I mean, let me ask Robin, you're a volunteer coordinator, and these are people who are going to the home to giving relief to people that are caregivers. Is there a cost to your service?
Robin? In my service, it's a state grant in Florida, and there's 11 different counties. Brevard is the largest, but I know other states, they also have respite services. So, you know, some states are better than others. You know, Florida is pretty good. For 22 years, there's been a grant. So there is no charge to our
service. There's no charge for your service. And how long can a volunteer go to give you relief?
It's normally 4 hours once a week. In some areas, we could go maybe for a second day, but typically it's just one day a week.
That's wonderful. Okay. Is there any other service, Rebecca, that we can take about, like the daycare that you are running in Brevard County? I am sure that there are the same thing in the First Coast. And I apologize. In the next show that we do about this, we will include different areas so that we know, but that number, the National Alzheimer's Association, 1-800-272-3900, will help you discover all these options for you. What are other, like the daycare, is there a cost associated with the daycare that the Brevard Alzheimer's Association or Foundation is doing?
So we are a not-for-profit adult day healthcare program. When we talk about families, a lot of our families are on very fixed incomes.
Yes.
And so when I talk about families, about cost, we have grants and scholarships available to families. So, you know, we have a half day rate and a full day rate. But I always want to sit down with caregivers and say, you know, what are your finances like? You know, we don't want finances to be a hindrance to you receiving care. So I sit down and say, you know, what is your finance and how can we meet you? What scholarships do we have available that we can help meet your need and give you some respite?
Now, go ahead.
Every day program, there are several day programs within Brevard County. Every day program, they have different rates. Some are social models, some are health models. One would be having like nurse medical, one would be just focusing strictly on activities. So there are different fees for different locations.
Okay. So going back to Robin, share, I mean, the volunteers 4 hours a week, is that at one time or is it 1 hour a day or how do you work that out?
We do 4 hours for the day, once a week. And
that's
the
huge.
The volunteers.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is.
How do you pick your volunteers?
So we do a background check. Most of them have a background, either being a past caregiver or a lot of them are retired nurses, CNAs. They're assigned to a family, so they come every week. And so, you know, the caregiver really relies on them. They're almost like another person in the family. They get very close.
Mm-hmm. That's
a great thing. Yeah.
Is there any other thing that you coordinate with the volunteers, Robin?
I do training with them.
Okay.
So that we can give them about other community services.
And so if somebody comes in and says, I've never worked, but I have a heart for people that have dementia, I really want to work with them, you can train them after you do the background search.
Yes. And I have a lot of men that have become volunteers. And so they've never done this, but we get them molded and trained, and they're wonderful.
Wonderful. Rebecca, is there anything you'd like to add to what we're talking about now?
I know with the volunteers that that we have that come in, if they don't necessarily have that experience, they do a lot of training and they do a lot of observation back in our day room, we call them club members. We're Joe's club, the club. They have interaction, you know, being around individuals in our day program that I think helps translate into, you know, going into the home. And we encourage caregivers to go to a day program and utilize their respite program. We want to give as many resources, get them involved in caregiver education. You know, we have a Fearless Caregiver Conference coming up in 2 weeks. That's free for caregivers. Try to connect them with all those resources so that they can be more well-informed.
Wonderful. Anything that you would like to add, Rebecca, that we haven't gotten to? Because this is going to be a part two, part three, part four. Is there anything that you would like to share with us as a caregiver or as a person who knows that they've been diagnosed with this condition? What would you share?
I would share for the caregivers to ask for help. A lot of caregivers I hear don't want to burden their family, their friends. They don't want to burden their loved ones with the care because, you know, they made that vow in sickness and in health. Well, this disease is bigger than anything. And reaching out for help is utilizing a tool to care for their loved one. So, you know, ask for help, talk to your family, talk to your friends, reach out to your church, seek resources, call, or even go see counseling. If you are having a difficult time, it's okay to go see a counselor to talk with somebody about it.
Very good. And I know that, Robin, is there anything that you need? Do you need any volunteers? Are you, what are some of the things that you need at this point?
I really need new volunteers, especially in Titusville and Cocoa, Barefoot Bay, and the beaches.
Yes.
Yes, that would be great. Volunteering is so good for you.
It is.
It's you making get so a difference. Much out of it.
It's making a difference.
It's good for your health.
That's right. It is. And we've learned all about that on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. And I'm so excited. Rebecca Osgood and Robin LaFrance of the
Brevard Alzheimer's Foundation. Remember, the number is 800-272-3900 for the national. And so if you want to volunteer in Brevard, it's 321-253-4430. So grateful for you, the two of you today. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any